California is the only place in the world where you can lie under a rose bush in full bloom in the middle of the winter and freeze to death.
Yes, that's Rich, transcribed, starring Stan Freberg as Rich. Take you again to Hope Springs, California, that bustling little community just a stone's throw from the heart of Hollywood to the Consolidated Paper Products Company. It's almost quitting time, and Richard E. Wilt and his girlfriend friend Freckles, the switchboard operator, are making plans for an exciting evening together.
Well, Freckles, tonight's the night.
You know, Richard, I've been thinking all week about our date tonight. Our 10th anniversary.
Yeah. It's hard to believe I've known you for 10 weeks. Tonight we'll go out and celebrate. Just you and me. Say, do you mind if we stop by the jewelry store?
Richard.
See, I want to get a new crystal for my watch.
Oh, you look so handsome in your blue suit. So shiny and nice. That dress you like so much.
Oh, yeah. You mean the one that puffs out all over and goes when you walk.
Richard, you know this. Where are we going?
I'd like to take you to the Grove.
Where we're going?
No, I'd like to, but I can't afford it. How would you like to drive in into a drive-in movie? They're showing an Academy Award winner, High Noon.
Oh, gee, Richard, you mean High Noon won it again?
No, they won it last year, but we're seeing it this year. It's a rerun. They don't usually rerun reruns.
Oh, I love seeing High Noon. But, Rich, I thought you liked comedy.
So you could say that, but tonight I got chapped lips.
I see what you mean. Well, looks like everybody's gone for the night, Rich. We might as well go, too.
Mm-hmm. Young man.
Who, me?
Yes. Will you come in my office a moment?
Easy, Freckles. Mr. B.B. Hackett, the president, wants to talk to me.
I'll wait for you in the car, Rich.
All right. Here I am, Mr. Hackett.
Fine. And Mr. Wilt, we've come a long way together.
You and me?
No, the company and me. Oh. Mr. Wilt, we're trying to float the big gold data back.
Yes, sir. Feet.
I don't know why I'm telling you all this.
I don't either.
Fine. Now, a big Eastern banker just arrived in town, and tonight I'm taking him to the Coconut Grove.
And you want me to go along, sir?
No.
Goodbye. God, what about my date with Freckles?
Hi, Rick.
Oh, Hugh McHugh. Hi, Hugh.
Hey, you look kind of naked, Rick. You fretting about something?
Yeah, I got a problem.
I had a problem last week. I was walking down the street and I said, a mad dog bit me. Because that made me mad, too.
A mad dog bit you.
It just so happened I was on my way over to this doctor's house to make sort of a social call.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it wouldn't hurt just to mention about being bit by this mad dog. Because I figured he might take a slight professional interest in the excruciating pain I was experiencing.
That's too bad.
And he told me about this here hydrophobia. And he said if I had it real bad, there was a chance I might pass on. Well, now, I was like a sure thing myself.
Sure thing.
He said he thought it might be a good idea if I made out a will. So I started writing. It took me about 2 hours.
2 hours, huh?
Doctor said, you sure I'm making out a long will? And I said, well, I'm making a list of the people I'm going to bite.
Oh, you just made that up.
I know it. How about you, Rick? You got any problems?
Well, I got a date with Freckles, but we're going to see High Noon.
You got no problem. It's a good picture. I'm going to see it tonight.
You, I don't want to worry you, but the way things look, we may all lose our jobs.
Lose our jobs? Move over, man. Now, I got a problem, too.
But what did Mr. Hackett want, Rick?
Important company business, Freckles. I'm afraid I can't make it tonight.
Oh, Richard, why?
Well, see, I promised Mr. B.B. Hackett I'd take the banker youngster out for the evening. See, his name is Bobby, and I'm supposed to pick him up at the staff.
Well, I could meet all kids. We can do babysitting. Well, actually, Bobby's sitting. And watch the movie at the same time.
I gotta change clothes.
What's the matter?
Well, you see, the boss, Mr. B.B. Hackett, and I are working on a big company deal together.
Wait a minute. You been promoted?
No.
You get a raise?
No.
Why did he pick you?
Because I'm honest, hardworking, eager, ambitious, and besides, at the time, there wasn't anybody else in the office.
Rich, what is this all about?
What's all
about? On a deal.
The kids at the Stadler Hotel.
What kids?
It's our 10th week anniversary.
You and Mr. Hackett?
No, Freckles.
No,
you see, Hackett won $5.
Well, this is he do hot day.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's the type of thing I'd say.
Comfortable like a straight jacket.
Lie down, you'll feel better. Where have you and Freckles planned to go?
No, no, but I thought about it before.
Something to do, sir.
Yes, sir. You see,
excuse me. Your husband picked up the mail, Mrs. Davis. Oh, about an hour ago. No, I don't know where he went. He just took the mail and left. This is Bobby Bruce, sir.
How do you do?
Bob.
But I thought I was expecting a little boy. Are you positive you're Bobby Brewster?
You're not disappointed, are you, Doc?
No. No.
That's good, Doc. I am Bobby Brewster. Take a good, close look.
Someplace before, Doc?
You have a familiar face.
Oh, sure. I guess I do have a familiar face.
Was it Naples? What? Madrid? Oh, I know. We swam together on the Riviera.
I may be wrong, but I don't think so. Have you ever been to the Consolidated Paper Products Company?
Incidentally, what time of the year do you go abroad?
Actually, I manage to keep pretty busy right here in Hope Springs. Bird watching, paper, Freckles. The Freckles, ooh! Come on.
Now I'm gonna like you. You're real cool.
Oh? Well, here's the car. Bobby meets Freckles. Freckles meets Bobby. She's a girl.
So I think. How'd you do?
She's real cool, too.
See, my boss, Mr. B.B. Hackett, asked me to sort of take you out tonight.
Oh, how rude. Are we Cyril's Macombo or Coconut Grove in it tonight?
Well, what we had in mind was more sort of drive-in movieing it.
A drive-in. It might be amusing. Well, let's be off, Doc.
I'm sitting in the middle because I'm the smallest.
How do you know? You haven't seen me standing up.
No. But I've seen you sitting down.
Gee, when you girls get acquainted, I'm sure you're going to get along great.
Thank you.
After a real cool drive, Rich, Freckles, and Bobby arrive at the drive-in. The picture has already started as they pull into the open-air theater.
Yes, sir. How many tickets, please?
Three.
Three, and here's the change.
So this is a drive-in. I've never been to one of these things before.
Well, lady, we've missed you. All right, follow the car ahead. Turn up the light. Take it to the right.
Oh, pull in right over there, Freckles, right there.
Oh, get the speaker in there. Well, there's the speaker, though.
Well, Freckles, that's Gary Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we didn't miss anything. Boy, Harry Cooper is a real actor.
I'll say he's a real female type. Well, I gotta admit, he's really nervous.
Well, see, I'll tell you why that is. I read the story, and there's this fellow coming out after him with a gun to kill him, and like that, and that's why he's nervous.
Kind of chilly out here. Put your arms around me, doll.
Me?
Well, he certainly doesn't mean me, Richard.
How like that?
Put your arm around me, Richie boy. It's our 10th anniversary. Go ahead. Put your arm around it, doll.
Holidays is depending on you. Remember, do anything to make this banker's kid happy.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's more like it. May I rest my head on your shoulder, Richie?
Well, the future of consolidated paper products may rest on your shoulders.
Well, Richie?
As a matter of fact, you may.
Richard? Richard!
Yes?
I think Gary Cooper is the handsomest man I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He sure is having trouble getting help in this picture.
I could use a little bit myself.
I don't know about you two, but I'm hungry.
Hungry? Oh, that's it. Yeah, me too. Why didn't I think of that? I'll go over to the snack bar and get us something to eat. Yeah. Gary Cooper is the handsomest man she ever saw. I could be a cowboy, too, if I had a horse. In this picture, Gary Cooper doesn't even ride a horse. He just walk.
Listen, man, you all know me. I'm the town marshal, Richard E. Cooper. Frank Killer, a dangerous criminal I sent up to state prison, has been granted a pardon and is now on his way back to kill me. He's due in on the noon train. Now, what I want to know is, who will help me?
Ah, by who?
Well, I can't get nobody to help me fight Frank Killer. Looks like I'm on the way to my own funeral. What a time to die. Besides, I just this very morning in the mail got my Hopalong Cassidy compass ring. Maybe somebody here will help me.
My name is Rich Cooper. I'm in mortal danger. Frank Keller is going to shoot it out with me at the depot. Will you let me put a badge on you?
No.
Well, will you walk with me and pack a gun?
No.
Why not?
I'm a chicken.
Well, thanks for your help. My name is Mortal Danger. I mean, my name is Rich Danger. I mean, my name is Rich Cooper. I'm in Mortal Danger.
Man, the man that I didn't think he was going to make it.
Rich Keller's coming to town.
My sister, she's coming to town, too. Same train. She's a homie, good girl.
Help me, help me. My time is running out.
I'm going to say she's really homely. I guess ugly is a better word. In fact, all the gals in my hometown are ugly.
My name is Rich Cooper. I'm in mortal.
Ugliest bunch of gals you ever seen.
Danger.
We had a beauty contest last year. Nobody won. Seth never was popular with the fellas down home. I used to say to her, I'd say, Rover, I always wanted a dog instead of a Seth. Rover, why don't you go out with somebody? I'd say, somebody? Anybody.
Oh, you just made that up. I mean, you just made that up.
I know. Well, so long, Mr. Mortal. I mean, Marshall
Cooper, help me, help me.
Sorry, I'll just never buy nothing at the door.
Well, thank you. Looks like I'm going to have to fight it out alone. It's high noon, and here comes the train now. I said, here comes the train now. Guess he decided to ride his horse. He's riding his horse on top of the train. Well, this is it. Here comes Frank Killer to get me. Sure is a mighty long street.
Hold it right there, Killer.
Right here, Marshal.
Well, maybe just a weensy bit to the left.
This okay, Marshal?
That's easy. Hey, that's a peachy gun you got there.
Yeah, shoot real keen, too.
Be my new Hopalong Cassidy compass, please.
Oh, gee, Marshal. You talk to dandy.
Thanks.
Well, that's your business. Ready?
Yep. Miss me.
Why, sure. It ain't you I want, Marshal.
It ain't.
It's that crummy guitar player.
Coming up. Who's next? All right, Jack. What's with you?
Me, I'm in mortal danger. I want 3 bags of popcorn, heavy on the butter, and 3 pistachio malts.
3 pistachio malts? Oy vey!
Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi there, you.
I just come over in my motorcycle.
Huh?
I knew if you was here, I'd find you in the snack bar.
Yeah, the snack bar. I just ordered 3 pistachio malts.
Pistachio malt? Oy vey! Whatever that means.
Marshal?
Mm-hmm. Well, where are you parked?
We're parked
eight convertibles and two hardtops the other side of that blue Essex sedan.
Hey, Bud, here's your popcorn and malt. $1.20.
Hey, here you are.
Hop in the sidecar and I'll drive you over to my motor.
All set?
Yeah.
All set.
I think I could learn to tolerate you.
Hey, you're kind of cute. You're just my type.
Yeah, a man.
Say, Rich, it just ain't fair for no normal man to have two gals. Bobby, how about you coming for a ride in my motorcycle? You can ride in the sidecar.
Well, how convincing that all. Let's go.
Wait, but Bobby, what about your mom? Here, you take it there.
Yeah, and you also got it all over the front of your dress, too.
What a mess.
Oh, I've had enough. Take me home.
I'll take you home on my motorcycle. Hop in.
Home, you.
Come on, Red. Michael.
Gosh, is she mad?
They're in trouble.
Uh-huh,
when she tells her father, the banker, what happened, he won't make a loan to Consolidated Paper Products.
Oh, Richard.
Oh, gosh. I better go phone Mr. Hackett at the Coconut Grove. He's with Mr. Brewster now. They're paging him now, Freckles. Hello, Mr. Hackett? This is Richard E. Wilkes.
Well, what is it, Wilkes? Everything all right?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, we were out at the drive-in, and I spilled the pistachio malt all over Bobby Brewster's Schiaparelli.
Language.
All over the front of her dress. She was awful mad and went home.
What? Brewster broke mad. Why, George, boy, you've got an idea there. Yes, we could put out a big paper left in for people we to drive in. And Consolidated Paper Products has got the paper to do it with.
How do you like this, sir? The laps of the world are in the hands of Consolidated.
Talk to Mr. Brewster about this. He's right here.
Okay.
Richard, what
did
he say?
Well, yes, sir?
It's a capital idea. A capital idea. And Mr. Brewster says he'll give us the capital to develop the idea. Mr. Wilkes, you've got a good head on your shoulders. We'll make a million.
You and me?
No, the company and me.
In a moment, we'll return to That's Rich. Tomorrow on CBS Radio, Let's Pretend concludes the wonderful story the Pretenders began last Saturday. E.B. White's farmyard fantasy, Charlotte's Web, adapted for Let's Pretend by Johanna Johnston. It's tomorrow in the daytime on most of these same stations. And now back to That's Rich.
Now that Bobby's gone.
Yes, Richard?
Well, now that there's just the two of us.
Yes, Richard.
Now I can move over next to you.
Richard.
Well, the future of Consolidated may rest on your shoulders.
But sorry, Mr. Hackett, that spot is taken.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Rich. This has been That's Rich, transcribed, starring Sam Freeburg as Richard E. Wilkes, with Patty Chapman as Freckles. Also heard were Hugh Studebaker and Patricia Dunlap as Howard, and Hazel Crump, Charles Butler, and Hugh McHugh. Will Wright as B.B. Hackett, Eleanor Tamman as Bobby, with Frank Nelson and Herb Bygren. Music by George Field. Dan Coverley speaking. That's Rich, created by Frank and Doris Hursley and written by Charles Butler and Charles Shows, is produced and directed by Homer Canfield.